You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's re-election campaign said last night's fundraiser in Los Angeles raised $28 million. Former President Donald Trump was campaigning in Detroit.
On day one of my new administration, we will begin the largest deportation operation in American history. We have no choice.
In the Detroit suburbs, a mother and her 8-year-old son are in critical condition. They were among the people shot at a splash pad. The suspect found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities do not know the motive for the shooting. Near Austin, Texas, two people died in an overnight shooting. This happened after an altercation between two groups at a Juneteenth celebration. Authorities do not believe the victims were involved in that altercation. 55 million people are under heat alerts for today or the week ahead. The first heat wave of the season expected in the Midwest and the Northeast. Meanwhile, a large fire has caused 1,200 evacuations in Los Angeles County. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Traders seek clarity heading into November. They at least have one big question answered. There will not be mobile absentee voting in Wisconsin. Here's Mike Moen.
Local election administrators have new guidance from Wisconsin's highest court on alternative early voting sites. The Wisconsin Supreme Court issued a ruling this week that bans the use of mobile voting sites. That outcome is seen as a victory for conservatives challenging such options. But separately, the court kept in place rules that allow clerks to choose other alternative sites for absentee voting. University of Wisconsin political science professor Barry Burden says that means these officials will still have flexibility as they sort out logistics.
They face a lot of difficulties trying to find sites that are available. You know, they're often repurposing a church or a school or a community building.
Meanwhile, Burden and other political observers still expect the Wisconsin Supreme Court to issue a ruling soon about the banning of ballot drop boxes.
The Supreme Court has considered a new case that would allow them again, and there is a new liberal majority that seems more inclined to permit those again as they were used in 2020.
And after the 2020 election, Wisconsin was one of the states embroiled in the fake elector scheme tied to supporters of former President Donald Trump. Even though Trump is the presumptive GOP nominee in this year's race, Burden doesn't predict the exact same fallout. He notes there are new guardrails, including updates to the Federal Electoral Count Act, but he acknowledges there still could be lawsuits and protests in Wisconsin. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The state championships are over. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Girls high school soccer state championships at Eline Park in Milwaukee. Division 3 Plymouth beat Catholic Memorial 2-1. Division 2 Oregon shut out Whitefish Bay 1-0. And for the third year in a row, Muskego won the state title by beating Kimberly 2-1 in Division 1. Baseball, Brewers and the Reds wrapping up their series. A full recap later tonight. Last night, the Crew won 3-1 thanks to a Joey Ortiz 3-run homer in the fifth, manager Pat Murphy.
That big moment for him as a young player gives everybody a lift. I mean, I think it's safe to say, guys, we're not playing as that scrappy underdog team.
And rapper Snoop Dogg, with a concert in Milwaukee, stopped by the press box to do some play-by-play on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Sanchez on the 1-2. What I told you, get it in there. Oh, he in there. That's Sanchez. That GS, I told you, baby. We call that an easy walk in the park. That's a base hit. Give him a single. He does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N, double O, no, no.
That's Snoop Dogg with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some storms, then quite a bit of sunshine will develop, and that will warm us up pretty quickly. Lower 90s expected this afternoon on this Father's Day. Our heat index between 95 and 100. The wind's a little breezy. More showers and storms tonight, upper 60s. It's 63 at our studios.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic Piet Levy, who joins the show to discuss all things Summerfest. We will also discuss the resurgence of the summer box office.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
Of the stars. Thanks for being here. And a happy Father's Day. We'll be here till high noon Central Time. Our 32nd anniversary of broadcasting the best music ever. And I say that with no modesty at all. Believe me. It's the music of the stars. So many stars out there. Happy Father's Day.
Our Heavenly Father. Oh, God, and my Father, who's also in heaven, may the light of this flickering candle illuminate the night the way your spirit illuminates my soul.
Not be frightened. Look
eyes, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours? Ones are yours. Where are you now that yesterday has waved goodbye and closed its doors? The night is so much darker. The wind is so much colder. The world I see is so much bigger now that I'm alone. Papa, please forgive me. Try to understand me. Papa, don't you know I had no choice? Can you hear me praying? Anything I'm saying, even though the night is filled with voices, I remember everything you taught me, every book I've ever read. Can all the words in all the books help me to face what lies ahead? The trees are so much taller, and I feel so much smaller. The moon is twice as lonely, and the stars are half as bright. Papa, how I love you. Papa, how I need you. Papa, how I miss you.
Streisand. They don't get any better. Father's Day. You know the way Barbara plays, building a song like that from the ground up. That's from Hollywood. The '80s, Yentl. Dad, you would have liked him. He would have liked you, too. Well, most of you. Came from Italy when he was 17. Tuscany, northern Italy. His name was Silverio. Everybody called him Silvio, except where he worked. They called him Sam. I heard somebody call him Sam one time, and I thought, is that his name? For the Simmons Company most of his working life. They made mattresses. said he was a copper miner in northern Michigan and, oh, just outside the twin cities of Houghton and Hancock, northern Michigan. Copper mining. I don't think they do that anymore there, but... met my mom. Her dad and mom had a luggage store in South Range, Michigan. Our dads, huh? This is Franz Waxman. I call it thinking about dad music. Mike Douglas. Guy was quite a singer, TV host, and he had a modest hit that I think, well, listen.
The man in my little girl's life. Man in my little girl's life. It seems like only yesterday I can hear my little girl say, "Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Can he, Daddy? Oh, please, Daddy." Was it really so long ago that she'd come to me and she'd want to know, "Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Lee. He wants to carry my books for me. Can he, Dad? Is it all right, Dad? He's got freckles, Dad." The man in my little girl's life. The man. Ponytails and jeans. My little girl was in her teens. "Popsy, there's a boy outside. His name is Tom. He wants to take me to the prom. Okay, Popsy? He's cute, Popsy. We'll be home early, Popsy." And before I knew it, the time had flown. And how my little brother. There's a boy outside. His name is Eddie. He wants to know if we can go steady. Can we, Father? Yes, Father? Oh, can we borrow the car, Pop? Yes, it seems like only yesterday I heard my lovely daughter say. Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Jim. He asked me if I'd marry him. I said, yes, Dad. Got something in your eye, Dad? I love him, Dad.
The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life.
A child, an adolescent, a young lady, a wife. And oh, yes. There's another man in my little girl's life. Hi, Dad. There's a boy outside. His name is Tim. I told him Grandpa was going to babysit with him. Thanks, Dad. Bless you, Dad. Good night, Dad.
That was my first year on the radio. Now you want to know which year that was. 1969. At an FM-er in Kenosha, WAXO. The music of the stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Daddies aren't perfect, are they? Well, yes, they are, but they're not. Sometimes, like, here's Jackie Gleason with a sad story that he said the wrong thing and...
Listen, son, I'm saying this to you as you lie asleep. One little hand crumpled under your cheek, blonde curls on your forehead. I've just stolen into your room alone. A few minutes ago, as I sat reading my paper in the den, a hot, stifling wave of remorse swept over me. I couldn't resist it, and guiltily I came to your bedside. These are the things I was thinking, son. I had been cross. I scolded you as you were dressing for school because you gave your face just a dab with a towel. I took you to task for not cleaning your shoes. I called out angrily when I found that you had thrown some of your things on the floor. And at breakfast, too, I found fault. You spilled things. You put your elbows on the table. You spread butter too thick on your bread. As you started off to play and I made for my car, you turned and waved your little hand and called, goodbye, Daddy. And I frowned and said in reply, straighten your shoulders. And then it began all over again in the late afternoon. As I came up the hill, I spied you down on your knees playing marbles. There were holes in your stockings. And I humiliated you before your boyfriends by making you march ahead of me back to the house. Stockings are expensive, and if you had to buy them, you'd be more careful. Imagine that, son, from a father. Such stupid logic. And do you remember later when I was sitting in the den, how you came in softly and timidly with sort of a hurt look in your eyes? And I glanced up over my paper, impatient at the interruption. You hesitated at the door. What is it you want? I snapped. You said nothing but ran across in one plunge and threw your arms around my neck and kissed me. Again and again. And your small arms tightened with an affection that God had set blooming in your heart and which even neglect could not wither. And then you were gone, pattering up the stairs. Well, son, it was shortly afterward that my paper slipped from my hands and a terrible, sickening fear came over me. Suddenly I saw my horrible selfishness and I felt sick at heart. What was habit doing to me? The habit of complaining, of finding fault, of reprimanding. All of these were my reward to you for being only a small boy. It wasn't that I didn't love you. It was that I expected too much of youth. I was measuring you by the yardstick of my own age. And son, I'm sorry. I promise never to let my impatience, my nervousness, my worries, ever again muddle or conceal my love for you.
That's Jackie Gleason. It's called An Apology at Bedtime. Got something from Mark. He said, today I found a tape where my late dad dedicated this song to me. Pretty deep. I'll do it again. Sorry about that skipping. I'll get a different version later this morning. I'm Lou Regani, the music of the star. Jackie wrote a lot of music. Williams. E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Here, here's Jimmy Dean. By the way, Jackie did write that other one. Here's To a Sleeping Beauty.
Dear daughter, I tiptoed in your room tonight, and I looked down at you smiling in your sleep. You were so lovely, my heart nearly broke. And I thought, how very much like Sleeping Beauty a little girl is. When I tuck you in at night, I never know how old you'll be when you wake. One evening, you crawl on your dad's lap and throw your arms around his neck. The next morning, you might be much too grown up for that sort of thing. You're so quickly approaching the awkward age. Too young to drive the car and yet too old to be carried into the house half asleep on Daddy's shoulder. I have a secret that I've never told you, Sleeping Beauty. You're going on a very exciting trip. You'll travel from yesterday all the way to tomorrow. It's a rapid journey and you'll travel light, leaving behind you measles, mumps, freckles, bumps, bubblegum, and me. I promise not to feel too hurt when you discover that the world is more important than your daddy's lap. Yesterday you were blue jean and pigtail, the neighborhood's best tree climber. Tomorrow you'll be blue organdy and ponytailed, and you'll view the world from a loftier perch, a pair of high-heeled shoes. Yesterday you could mend a doll's broken leg with a hug. Tomorrow you'll be able to break a young man's heart with a kiss. Yesterday you could get lost one aisle away from me in a supermarket. Now I have to worry about losing you down another aisle to some strange young man. You see, just at the point where your growing pains stop, mine begin. Yesterday, you were kind of a pain in the neck when you were around. Tomorrow, you'll be an ache in my heart when you're not. Tomorrow, you'll lay aside your jump rope and tie up the telephone lines. And that little boy that used to push you in the mud, well, he'll fight to sit out a dance with you. The clock upstairs is counting the minutes for you. And the sky upstairs is saving its brightest stars. And the sun is waiting with its shiniest day. I can't expect you to live in a dollhouse forever. Sooner or later, the butterfly sheds its cocoon, and the smallest bird must try its wings. But when you grow up and out of my arms, when you finally get too big for my shirts, I'll still recall how you used to scatter dust and dolls impartially through every room in the house. But you spread sunshine, too. The dust is settled. Your mom picked up the dolls. But the sunshine will always fill the corners of our hearts. So, here I am, talking in your sleep. Because, well, if you saw this look on my face, you'd laugh. And if I spoke with this lump in my throat, I'd cry. Yeah, honey, when I looked at you tonight, you were a sleeping beauty. So I tiptoed over and I kissed you. You didn't wake up. I knew you wouldn't. According to the legend, only the handsome young prince can open your eyes. And I'm just a father of the future bride. So you sleep on, pretty thing. Tomorrow you'll wake and you'll be a young lady. And you won't even realize that you've changed courses in the middle of a dream. But you might notice a little change in me. I look a little different somehow. A little sadder, a little wiser, but a whole lot richer. Tonight, I I kissed a princess, and I feel like a king.
Jimmy Dean, the music of the stars.
Good night, and darling, seal it with a kiss. I'll always want to think of this as just good night and not goodbye. Good night, and when I go to sleep, I'll pray that very soon there'll come a day we'll be together, you and I. This night of heavenly splendor will always remain so beautifully tender. Darling, good night. And just as long as there's a sky, my love for you will never die. So till we meet again, good night. Until we meet again, good night.
That's Desi Arnaz. Had his own orchestra on radio in the 40s. One of the number one scenes on television that's so memorable is where Lucy Ricardo tells Ricky they're having a baby. Ricky's at the Tropicana nightclub with the orchestra.
Good night, and darling, seal it with a kiss.
But Ricky won't let her.
I'll always want to think of this.
Because he was busy, you know.
Yes, good night and not goodbye.
Finally, she goes to the nightclub and,
good night.
A magic moment takes place.
When I go to sleep, I'll pray that very soon there'll come a day we'll be together, you and I. This night of heavenly splendor will always remain so beautifully tender. Darling, good night. And just as long as there's a sky, so till we meet again, good night. Until we meet again, good night.
Stars.
Now for the... Oh, thank you.
Excuse me.
Pardon me, please. Oh, isn't this wonderful? Listen to this. Dear Mr. Ricardo, my husband and I are going to have a blessed event. I just found out about it today, and I haven't told him yet. I heard you sing a number called We're Having a Baby, My Baby and Me. If you will sing it for us now, it will be my way of breaking the news to him. Isn't that wonderful? Of course I'll do it for you. Sure. Wait a minute. I got a wonderful idea. Why don't we bring the couple up here and I'll sing it right to them, eh? Come on, let's bring them up on the floor. Come on, folks. Come on, we just want to wish you luck. Who is it?
Rock-a-bye, baby, under three top.
No?
When the wind blows, the cradle will rock.
No.
When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come, baby, cradle and all. Rock-a-bye, baby, under...
Hiya, honey, on the treetop.
the great hole will fall. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. Really? Why didn't you tell me?
Why, you didn't give me a chance.
Are you kidding?
No.
It's me! That we're adding a limb to our family tree. While pushing that carriage, how proud I will be. There's nothing like marriage, as your father and mother, and they'll agree. He'll have toys, baby clothes. He'll know he's come to the right house. By and by, when he grows, maybe he'll live in the White House. And why not? Our future looks brighter. But definitely, we're having a baby. I bet he's gonna look just like you.
Oh, I hope not.
We're having a baby.
I'll bet she'll speak with an accent like you.
Changes now to the beat of the Beguine. The Beguine treatment of one of your old favorites, Speak Low.
This is the Desi Arnaz Orchestra, Long Before I Love Lucy. Ozzy Arnaz and the orchestra on the radio. See, during the 30s and 40s, a lot of the big bands, they found their way into the movies. It was an agreeable marriage, music and theater, radio. And the bands used the movies to get more exposure. Tommy Dorsey, he made so many, and Benny. And publicity and the movies, they found that if the band's name was on the marquee or on the posters, well, more tickets sold at the box office. Now, a few of these band leaders and some of the sidemen, too, like Johnny Scat Davis, people like that, they stayed in Hollywood and they went on to new careers in the movies. And right in Wisconsin, we had Fred McMurray. Started out with the Gus Arnheim Orchestra. Came to Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, at the ballroom, still there, Twin Lakes Ballroom, now known as Rumpole's. And Carl Rademacher gave Fred McMurray, well, he gave him the use of his truck because Fred was dating one of the gals who lived in Kenosha. They would take Carl Rademacher's truck because Fred McMurray didn't have his own car. Oh, let's see, I mentioned Hal Linden. Went on to new careers in the movies. He was one of the great musicians, and Buddy Rogers, and Johnny Scat Davis. Oh, and Desi. Yeah, Desi, best known for that TV series, started that in 51, but long before movies. He had found his musical fame and fortune. He was born in Santiago, Cuba in 1917, came to Miami to get education, and by the time he was 17, well, he was singing and playing in nightclubs around Miami. He joined the Xavier Cugat Orchestra. Then he decided, I'll start my own band. Well, he was singer and congo player. You remember him on the congos. Then he got on Broadway and got a part in a musical called Too Many Girls on stage live. And they made a movie out of that, and he came back to Hollywood to recreate that role. That's where he met one of the stars. Her name, what was her name again? Oh, yeah, Lucille Ball. They got married in 1940. But after that, he's still a band leader. 1946-47, he led the band on the Bob Hope radio program. And finally, in 51, he started his now famous TV series. That's the one everybody seems to remember him by. I Love Lucy.
Lucy, I love Lucy.
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. We have our quarrels, but then, oh, how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. And Lucy loves me.
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. And Lucy loves me.
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. And Lucy.
Father's Day. Head
to downtown Racine. It's music fun. Music on the Monument. Friday, June 28th. Tables and chairs. Well, bring your own chair. And all the downtown restaurants will be open for food and drink. Feel the rhythm. Let loose a little music. Music on the Monument. June 28th. Find out more at RacineDowntown.com. Music of the Stars, Paul Harvey, What Dads Are Made Of.
What Are Fathers Made Of by Paul Harvey. A father is a thing that is forced to endure childbirth without an anesthetic. A father is a thing that growls when it feels good and laughs very loud when it's scared half to death. A father is sometimes accused of giving too much time to his business when the little ones are growing up. And that's partly fear, too. Fathers are much more easily frightened than mothers. A father never feels entirely worthy of the worship in a child's eyes. He's never quite the hero his daughter thinks, never quite the man his son believes him to be, and this worries him sometimes. So he works too hard to try to smooth the rough places in the road for those of his own who will follow him. A father is a thing that gets very angry when the first school grades are not so good as he thinks they should be. And so he scolds his son or his daughter, though he knows it's the teacher's fault. A father is a thing that goes away to war sometimes. He learns to swear and shoot and spit through his teeth, and he would run the other way except that this war is part of his only important job in life, which is making the world better for his child than it has been for him. Fathers grow old faster than people because they, in other wars, have to stand at the train station and wave goodbye to the uniform that climbs aboard. While mothers can cry where it shows, fathers have to stand there and beam outside and die inside. Fathers have very stout hearts, so they have to be broken sometimes, or no one would know what's inside. Fathers are what give daughters away to other men who are not nearly good enough, so that they can have grandchildren that are smarter than anybody's. Fathers fight dragons almost daily. They hurry away from the breakfast table off to the arena, which is sometimes called an office or a workshop. There, with calloused, practiced hands, they tackle the dragon with three heads: weariness, work, and monotony. They never quite win the fight, but they never give up. Knights in shining armor, fathers in shiny trousers, there's little difference. As they march away to each workday, fathers make bets with insurance companies who will live the longest. Though they know the odds, they keep right on betting. Even as the odds get higher and higher, they keep right on betting more and more. One day they lose. But fathers enjoy an earthly immortality, and the bet is paid off to the part of him he leaves behind. Now, I don't know where fathers go when they die, but I have an idea that after a good rest, wherever it is, he won't be happy unless there's work to do. He won't just sit on a cloud and wait for the girl he's loved and the children she bore. No, he'll be busy there too, repairing the stairs, oiling the gates, improving the streets, smoothing the way.
Sunday, June 16th, is Father's Day. Why not treat Dad to the movies during the week of Father's Day? He's always treating you.
The music of the stars will be on till high noon, as always, Central Time. And we're across the world at civicmedia.us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is the music of the star. Happy Father's Day. For news on the Columbia Broadcasting System on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.